fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Follow me.
Mark Anders smiled with satisfaction as he watched the construction of the dam which was to reclaim Sunset Valley. The long, sun-baked valley had caught his fancy when he first came to it the year before as a surveyor for the railroad. He had filed a claim immediately, but instead of working his land, he spent his time drawing up plans for the dam, which was to supply the one thing the valley lacked, water. Then he talked, argued, and pleaded with the other homesteaders. Now at last, he was seeing his dream come true.
Yeah. All right, horse, a little more this way, man. Keep it coming. A little more. Now. Now, let it down. That's it. All right, boys, last year in the place. Yeah. All right, boys.
Yeah, we'll have that south retaining wall finished this afternoon, Mark. Yeah, that puts us a week ahead of schedule.
Good work, Bart. Keep it up. From the looks of that snow up there in the mountain, we may need that extra time.
Do you think the spring floods will be early this year?
I'm afraid so. The entire foundation has to be finished in 3 weeks, so the water will wash the whole thing away.
Oh, don't worry, boss. We'll finish it in time. Then no more worry about spring floods and dryness the rest of the year. Why, we'll have the finest farms in the country.
Stop dreaming and get back to work.
What?
It's a raid.
The men can't get to the rifles in time. Come on.
The workmen dropped their tools and ran to the spot where they had stacked their weapons. But before they could reach it, 20 riders, each with a raised pistol or carbine, rode down on them.
Back against that wall, all of you. We'll drop you. We'll shoot any man who grabs your gun.
Come on, get back there.
You heard what he said. Move.
Back against that wall. Pronto.
Round them all up and bring them here. We'll really show them this time. He take it, boys, and get to work.
Right, boss. Come on, boys. Get in there.
What's the meaning of all this, Willis?
Oh, there you are, Andy. I see we didn't make our meaning plain enough a couple of months ago. We told you this is cattle country, not farmland. I'm giving you one last warning.
You know our answer to that right now.
You wait till you hear the warning. Maybe you won't be so high and mighty afterwards.
All set, boys!
Let her go!
They're on the dam. What are you going to do?
We're blowing it up.
Oh, you can't do that.
But the floods are coming in a few weeks. We won't have time to rebuild the dam.
Yeah, you catch on quick, Anders. That dam isn't finished in time. You farmers will be wiped out. Maybe then you'll realize you made a mistake trying to take over cattle country.
Where you low-down snake?
Take one more step, Anders, and I'll gun you down.
Don't do it, Mark. He's just looking for an excuse to kill you.
I don't care. I'll take...
With a roar that could be heard for miles, part of the dam seemed to jump into the air, throwing huge pieces of rock and wood in all directions. There was a stunned silence until Willis spoke.
That's our last warning. Now take your sod-busting tools and get out pronto. We have to come back. We'll be coming back a shooting, and most of you won't leave the valley alive. Come on, boys.
Get out of here.
Come back here and fight, you cowards. Come back here, I dare you.
Oh, that's no use, Mark. Fighting won't do any good. We're licked.
No, we're not. We'll build that dam in spite of them.
You said yourself we only had 3 more weeks. If we can't finish it in time, we're through.
We fought the drought for 2 years. Now we sunk every cent we could get from the bank into this dam. We couldn't hold out for another year.
That's right.
Well, at least let's see what damage they did.
A handful of discouraged men followed Anders as he climbed as close to the ruins as he could get. The others straggled along behind, too numbed by the tragedy to even think.
Yeah. Look, that retaining wall we just finished, blasted to bits.
But that was all they touched. The sidewalls are scarred. They can be strengthened easily enough. Even the rubble wouldn't be too hard to handle.
Yes, we can do it.
What are you talking about?
Bart, we can finish it on time. Now, men, listen to me. We're not licked yet.
Boss, I don't know.
Those Mavericks were in too much of a hurry to do a good job. They blew up the wall you just finished, but that was all. That wall can be replaced in a few days. And the rubble can be floated out when the water comes in. I say we can still finish up before the floods.
Now, wait a minute, Mark. You know that every cent we got is tied up already. Where will we get the money for this new wall?
We won't spend another penny. If we run out of things, I'll figure out ways of getting substitutes.
But how about the ranchers, boss?
We're post guards, day and night. Every man keeps his gun with him wherever he goes. It'll be tough, but we can do it.
Mark's right, men. If we quit now, there's nothing left to do but move out of the valley. Maybe we'll still have to do it in 3 weeks from now. But at least we've got a fighting chance. I say we stick with it.
I guess it's worth a fight. I'm staying. I'll try it for another few weeks.
Hey, where's my pick? Come on, let's get started. We're wasting time.
That's the way to talk. Bring your tools and we'll get that foundation line straightened out.
Once the work was well underway and guards posted, Mark Anders rode into town and pulled up at the general store. The store was empty except for the proprietor and a tall, steely-eyed man who looked like a prospector. Neither man knew that this was the Lone Ranger in disguise. The proprietor looked up as Anders walked in.
Afternoon, Mr. Anders. Be with you in a minute, as soon as I finish with this gent here.
You can wait on him first if you like. I'm not in a hurry.
But thanks, mister. Can you give me 6 cases of ammunition, Luke?
Oh, no.
I need 6 gun and carbine bullets.
6 cases? You aiming to start a war or something?
The war has already started. Willis and his riders blew up the dam this morning.
No.
I want to make sure we're ready for him if he tries it again. I'll take 2 cases with me and send back for the rest.
Oh, that's a shame. I was hoping they'd leave you fellas alone. Well, I'll get you the ammunition right away.
I've heard about the dam you're building. It would have been a fine thing for the folks in the valley.
The cattlemen don't seem to think so.
Have you tried talking to them?
Mister, I've worked for railroads a good many years before I took over this job on the dam. I know what opposition is like. But I've never run up against a crowd as bullheaded as these ranchers.
I met a number of them. They don't sound that bad.
I didn't think so either. I thought I made them see that homesteaders in the valley wouldn't hurt their range. And now they send Willis to blast us out. Well, if lead is the only language they can understand, we'll be ready to talk back when the time comes.
Well, here's your ammunition, Mr. Anders. It's plenty heavy.
I brought a pack horse. Here's your money.
Thanks. Can you take care of it all right?
I've got them. You want some advice, stranger?
What is it?
Keep away from the valley if you want to stay healthy. There's liable to be plenty of lead flying around out there pretty soon. Adios.
So long.
Adios.
Oh, it's a downright shame the way the cattlemen are shoving them nesters around. You're not a cattleman, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm glad of that. I kind of forgot myself for a minute.
How bad is the situation out there in the valley?
It's plenty bad now. There's about 100 of the nesters, but the cattlemen outnumber them 3-1 if it ever comes to a showdown. It's a funny thing about what Anders said. The ranchers come in here all the time, and Nobody's talked about raiding the nesters lately.
Nobody except Willis?
Well, Willis mentioned something, but he's always sore about things that's none of his business. He's got a mean streak in him somewheres.
Ander should have gone to the law for help.
What can the law do? The sheriff would like to help him, but you can't raise a posse in cow country to help nesters. It just can't be done.
Maybe something can be done.
I don't get you.
Oh, it's nothing. Adios.
Now, wait a minute. You didn't buy nothing. I wonder what got into you.
Concerned about the danger to the homesteaders, the Lone Ranger hurried back to the temporary camp not far from town where Tonto awaited him. It was the work of a moment to change back to his familiar riding clothes and black mask. Then the two men rode out toward the valley.
I can't understand why the ranchers changed their minds, Tonto. Anderson persuaded them not to molest the homesteaders as long as they stayed in the valley. Why should they suddenly go back on their word?
Well, you think maybe Anders no reason?
No, I don't. But his plan to fight back isn't the answer. Killing never settles anything.
That's right. And what we do now?
First, I want to be sure of the layout in the valley. Then we'll talk to Anders.
There, cliff, Kimasabi. Good place to see all valley.
Good. There's enough cover so we can see without being observed. Come on, Tilda.
Get him up, Scout.
Close over, Hobo. We'll leave the horses here.
Plenty safe back this far. Oh, much changed since we were here for a plenty broad trail down there.
Yes, I think I know what it is. The right-of-way for the new railroad. I heard that they were coming through here this summer.
Put them up.
What?
The masked man. What's your business here, stranger? And why the mask?
We were looking over the valley before riding down to see Anders. Any objections?
Plenty. Now keep them up, I said. Both of you.
Now, what are you doing here? You're a cowboy, not homesteaders. You were spying on them, weren't you?
You're on the wrong end of a gun to be asking questions, stranger. But come away from that cliff before you see.
What for, Pete? We can't do nothing with them. Come to think of it, if they want to see Anders so bad, we can help them right over the cliff. What was that?
The nesters. That was a danger signal. They must have seen them. Kill him and get it over with. We gotta get out of here.
No, you don't.
Why, you...
He get you.
Jump at me, will you? Oh, that'll take care of you.
Pete, help me.
Having downed Tonto with a fast shot, Pete ran for his horse, leaving the other cowboy to fight it out with the Lone Ranger. The two men fought desperately, crashing closer and closer to the edge of the cliff.
I'll get you over this side.
Oh, you don't.
There they are. Get him.
Get them over here, both of them.
On your feet, both of you.
Ignoring the homesteaders, the Lone Ranger ran over to his friend who was trying to get to his feet.
What's the meaning of all this?
Tonto, are you all right?
Him shoot too quick. He got only scratched, though.
You got nothing on me? That masked man you want.
A masked man?
We were coming to see you, Anders. That man and a friend of his jumped us because they didn't want you to know they were spying on you.
He's lying.
I recognize you.
You recognize?
Yes, you. You were with Willis's boys this morning. You were one of those that set the blasting party.
I was just doing my job, same as you were.
We don't go around blowing up other people's property.
If the other one got away, that means Willis will know we've started to rebuild. Go on back to your boss and tell him to come anytime he wants. We'll be ready for him.
You're not letting him go.
Yes. You better ride while I still have control over the men.
I don't need a second invite. I'm leaving.
How about you, mister? What's your name and why the mask?
I came to offer my help. I don't like to see little people pushed around.
He was spying, too. Let's turn him over to the sheriff.
Sure. We'll see about that. Get on your horses. You're coming with us first.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. to continue our story. Toby Willis, the rancher who had blown up the dam at Sunset Valley, was very pleased with himself when he walked into the bank that afternoon and sat down in Banker Trainer's private office. The banker saw the expression and knew what it meant.
So you did it, eh? You should have seen their faces when the dam went up, Trainer. They looked sick, all of them.
Did you have any trouble?
Trouble? I didn't expect any. They're farmers, not fighters. How about the railroad? Anything new?
No, I've been in touch with them all along. They won't be ready to talk business until the beginning of summer. We'll own the valley long before they'll be ready to buy.
No question about their buying, is there?
I'm a banker, Willis. I don't take chances with money. Come in. What is it?
Oh, come in, Pete. Here's my foreman, Trainer. Left him at the valley to see what the nesters would do. Why'd you come here?
Something's happened, boss. Thought you ought to know about it fast.
Well, what is it?
Tim and me were watching the nesters like you told us to. They started work again right after you left.
What?
We heard Anders tell them they could still finish in time, so they went back to work.
We'll see about that.
We let Anders go in and out of the valley without seeing us. But about an hour ago, a masked hombre and an Indian rode up. We tried to stop him, but then the nesters rode up and I had to beat it.
So the nesters know all about it by this time, do they?
Yeah.
All right, get back to the ranch.
Sure, boss.
Oh, wait a minute, Pete. Close that door.
Sure.
I just thought of something. What was that you said about a masked man?
Just like I told you. This masked man and an Indian were going down to the valley.
In broad daylight?
Yep.
Thanks, Pete. That's all.
Adios.
What's all this powder all about a masked man? We got to do something about the nesters and do it quick. If they get that dam finished in time, they'll sell to the railroad, not us.
Trainer, I think the masked man's the answer to all our troubles.
How?
Well, a masked Dalhoot don't visit a settlement in daylight unless the people there know him. Meaning they're in cahoots with him. Now, that's just common sense.
I don't see what you're driving at.
Just this. Anders talked the other ranchers into letting the nesters alone as long as they stayed in the valley. The boys find out the nesters are using the valley as a hideout for outlaws, they're not going to feel as generous as they did before.
That still isn't getting the nesters out of the valley.
Well, I'm coming to that. Going to blast that dam again. But this time, I'll wait till it's too late for them to do anything about it. By then, I'll bet some of the other ranchers will pitch in and help me.
You think they'll swallow that?
Why not? None of them go near the valley. They'll believe what I tell them.
It might work.
It will work. I'll let you know when I'm ready.
In the valley, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Mark Anders were finishing a long discussion.
I sure hope your plan works. It sounds far-fetched to me.
Yes, I know. It's a shot in the dark, but we have nothing to lose.
Nothing except your life, you mean? But then you'd have lost it up there on the cliff if I hadn't guessed who you were.
It's lucky for me you did. You can carry through your end?
Don't worry about that. Right now, I have to keep so many men on guard duty. It'll be a miracle if we can finish the dam on time.
That's why I hope our plan works. Now, Tonto will stay in town during the day to gather all the information he can.
Good.
Then he'll wait for me each evening at the cliff between 8 and midnight. You can reach him there if you need him. Then we'll be going now. Adios. Steady, big fella.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
The Lone Ranger disguised himself thoroughly the next morning and set out for Willis's Z-Bar Ranch. The low-slung guns, the worn holsters, and the carefully practiced shifty air gave him the appearance of a professional killer. Willis looked him over carefully as he rode up.
Oh, boy, oh.
Light, stranger.
Thanks.
He's a big fella. You looking for somebody?
Yeah. I want to see the boss of this outfit.
You're looking at him.
Well, I'm looking for a job. Could you use an extra hand here?
Maybe. Where are you from?
All around.
What's your name?
Can you think of a good one?
Oh. Meaning maybe yours wouldn't be so popular if it got known, eh?
Could be.
Well, don't worry about it. We're not interested in handles around here. You do as you're told and we'll get along.
Do I get the job?
You've got it. Hey, Pete!
Yeah?
Putting this hombre on the payroll. Can't seem to remember his name, so think one up for him.
Sure.
Sure.
Those guns look like they got a lot of use.
Who's that coming?
Whoever he is, he sure isn't losing any time.
Get this hombre out of here.
Come on, Gunsley. I'll take you over to the bunkhouse.
Sure.
Mr. Willis, Mr. Trainer wants to see you right away. This is my report.
Tell him I'll be right there.
All right.
Trainer, he's the banker, isn't he?
You better learn one thing right away.
Oh?
On this ranch, you do as you're told and you keep your mouth shut. Get me?
I get it.
All you gotta do is obey orders. Otherwise, you're more than likely to turn up missing, no matter how tough you think you are. Just keep that in mind.
Willis saddled up and rode into town at top speed. In the bank, he found Trainer shaking with excitement.
Come in, come in.
Got here just quick as I could. What's happened?
We have to change our plans. The railroad is going to buy earlier than we thought.
You've heard from him?
No, but I passed Anders on the street this morning. And he hinted that the Nesters would be paying off their mortgages mighty soon.
Why, that doesn't mean anything.
Then I found out he's been doing a lot of buying at the general store. He told Luke there that the railroad had decided to go ahead in a few weeks instead of waiting.
Ah, I don't believe it. You'd have heard about it, too.
No, Anders used to work for the railroad. His friends would let him know about things before they're published officially. It's bound to be true.
So even if we blow up the dam, they still wouldn't be out of there in time.
There's only one answer. You know it.
What's that?
Night riding.
You mean kill them all off? Well, we'd never get away with it.
Sure you would. You fixed that up yourself.
Me?
You did a good job last night. You've got some of the ranchers believing that the valley is becoming a hideout for outlaws.
So?
So, if the Nesters were wiped out, everybody would think the outlaws turned on them.
Could be.
But it has to be done fast. Do you have enough men?
Yeah. Been hiring extra gun slicks. We can do it.
How about tonight? I have some maps showing the complete layout of the valley.
Good. Bring them over after supper. We'll ride tonight.
Willis hurried back to the ranch and began making preparations for the raid. After supper, banker Trainer arrived and the two men bent over the map. Determined to find out what was going on, the Lone Ranger, still disguised as a gunman, slipped away from the other men and hid under the window of Willis's office. The two voices came clearly through the open window.
What have you told the men?
Nothing. They're all set to ride at midnight, but they don't know where they're going.
Don't you trust them?
Not the new men. Tell them just before we start.
I don't like that. Can you be sure they won't talk afterwards?
I'm dead sure. After they do their job, we kill them off and leave them there. That'll be proof that the Nesters are fighting owls.
That's right. I hadn't thought of that. Well, here's the way I figure it. You divide your men into groups of four. Each one will cover just so much on this map.
Now, let me take a look at that map.
So they're planning to kill all the homesteaders. Must warn them without letting Willis know that his plot has been discovered. I can just slip out now. Talking to me?
Yeah. I don't want anybody wandering around. Get back to the bunkhouse and stay there till we're ready to ride.
I thought
you
I'd
heard
go...
me. Get back to that bunkhouse and stay there.
For 3 long hours, the Lone Ranger watched for a chance to slip away. But Pete saw to it that no one left the bunkhouse. Then it was too late. Willis came in, gave the men careful instructions, and gave the order to ride. A short distance from the entrance to the valley, Willis signaled a halt.
Hold on.
Pete, ride up ahead and get rid of any guards watching the trail. We'll wait here.
Right. You come with me, Gunslick.
Right.
Get up.
Come on, boy.
This will be a chance to show how much you know about Indian fighting, Gunslick.
I've done my share of it.
Keep a sharp lookout. The guard may be anywhere along here.
Otto.
What'd you say?
Here, Kemosabe.
Hey, what is this? What's your idea of pulling a gun on me? You dirty...
That guy will hold you. Tie his wrist, Otto. Quickly. Johnny Silver, he's a big fella.
Me keep worried, but me wait.
Couldn't get away before. Willis is back there on the trail with his men to make a sneak attack on the valley.
There. Him tight. Now what we do?
There should be a guard on this trail. Take him and this killer back with you to Anders. He'll know what to do.
Me do it. Get him up, Scout. Come on.
Hold out.
Oh, easy, steady.
What took you so long? Where's Pete?
He went on ahead.
What about the guard?
We took care of him.
Good. Let's go.
Right. Come on, big fella.
Stick close together until we get into the valley. And spread out like I told you. Hit him hard and fast and we won't have no trouble.
Right. Willis and his gunmen picked their way carefully down the steep trail, eyes alert for any sign of activity.
Want me to ride ahead to Pete?
Yeah. Make sure he waits for my signal.
Come on, Silver.
Not a light showing. They won't know what hit him.
Get your hands up, all of you. You're coming.
It's an ambush. Give it to him, boys.
You asked for it.
They're both sides of us. We'll all be killed.
Drop your guns fast.
Don't shoot anymore. I surrender.
Hold the boys. Drop your guns. Drop your guns.
You can't hold us. One of my men got away, and he'll bring the rest of the ranchers, and they'll wipe you out.
You're talking about Pete. He's right here. Bring him over, Tonto.
Pete, I thought that you...
We walked right into this, boss. He had that Indian waiting for us. He gagged me, and the Indian brought me down here and warned the Nesters.
So you were figuring on this all along?
Your men can take them into the sheriff, Anders. There's one more member of this gang I want to pick up first.
Steady, big fella.
I thought this was the whole gang.
I just found out this evening that the brains behind them is John Traynor.
The banker?
Willis was to drive you out so the Traynor could foreclose on the mortgages. Then they could sell to the railroad.
So that was the scheme. Well, you saved us a heap of trouble tonight, mister.
Adios. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Let's go, boys. Get started, Willis.
Well, I still can't figure out why that owl who double-crossed me.
Oh? Maybe it would make sense to you if you knew that he was the Lone Ranger.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.